This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
And that swung on it, hit the left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access starts now.
And the Athletics are in the Pacific Northwest for the first time this season, taking on the Seattle Mariners. Coming up next, we'll talk to Aaron Goldsmith, friend of the program, A's Cast Live, does TV play-by-play for the M's, as we'll find out about the Mariners for the first time. But before we do all of that, we got to check in with our own Vince Catronio. Vince, was it Shuckers last night? where were we in Seattle, one of the great dining cities?
Well, Shuckers is only open on Tuesdays to Saturdays now at the hotel. They've revamped it since we've been there, and they put this giant lounge bar as soon as you walk into the lobby, which kind of took away from the quietness and the privacy you had at the little bar right around the corner at the hotel. So a little bit jarring as you walked in the door. You're right, it's a great city to do some walking around and get a bite to eat. But we got in about 9 last night, so I did not go out and partake, but I'm going out to lunch with one of my buddies tomorrow. I'm sure we'll find a great place to enjoy some food.
So getting ready for this game, and I got my notes, and I see that the Mariners have won 15 of 19 against the A's in 2021. I remember that. But then the commander reminded me, Mariners have won 12 in a row against the A's. What the heck is going on?
Yeah, that was tough last year. As much as the A's dominated the Angels with that same record of 15-4, it was quite the opposite. And, you know, the Mariners were right there. They were knocking on the door with a week to go to get to the postseason. For a team that had a negative run differential, they called it their fun differential. They had the mojo last year. They did something in the second half that reminds you of what the A's have done year in and year out, having a great second half and just an expectation to win. And they're kind of the same boat they were a year ago with the struggles at the beginning of the season, trying to get hot. And I'm not so sure that's going to happen this year.
You know, obviously runs per game is a big deal, and at only 3.26 a game, the A's are 29th in the league. I don't know what to really say anymore. You're probably in the same boat. I mean, just you don't score enough runs. Your pitching has to be so perfect, and you feel bad for the pitchers. But at some point, they've got to figure out how to score some runs.
No, you're right. And right now, all you can do is kind of let it ride. There isn't anybody walking through that door, Townie, that's going to change that at this point. You know, you're near the bottom in runs scored. You're second to last in home runs. It is a challenge, and so they have to find a way to be creative. They have to control the strike zone better, and you've got young players that are basically learning their way. I mean, Christian Pache, we've talked about time and time again. Maybe a 50-mile-an-hour blue pit to center field will help ease the burden of continuing to talk about, well, he makes hard contact, but it's another hard out. I mean, the A's need production, plain and simple. It's a league where it's based on wins and losses, and it's based on producing. And I know they're trying, and there are many guys that are still trying to determine what the routine is or should be. It's going to be a process, and in the meantime, you just have to grind it out. And I think you're lucky, Chris, with the way the A's pitching has gone. They've held their own with guys that are, as we know, with other clubs now. And the way this no-name bullpen has really kind of kept it together and given the A's a lot of chances to win, where a lot of people would think that didn't come based on the fact that they're just not producing enough offense. Normally, when you don't produce enough offense, then everything goes haywire. But at least the pitching has given them an opportunity to try to make something happen.
the no-name bullpen. Hey, you know, around here, anything said can be turned into a T-shirt or a poster, even a possum, for God's sake. So you never know. You may have just come up with something.
Well, I was telling somebody down the field that they needed to use Google to look up the no-name defense from the 72 Miami Dolphins, who went undefeated and won the Super Bowl. They looked at me like I was from Mars. I said, yeah, Manny Fernandez and the rest of the guys, look it up and you'll learn more.
You might have heard of him, Don Shula. All right, my friend, we will talk to you in 2 days. Enjoy the call and enjoy a beautiful ballpark.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile Park in Seattle, absolutely beautiful. We'll go back and talk to broadcaster, does an outstanding job for the Mariners, Aaron Goldsmith, next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone. Together.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If your wiper blades are smearing and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts to save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Our professional parts people will even install them for you for free. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is A's Total Access.
Well, a big deal for the Mariners last year was their run differential was so bad, but they didn't care. They had the fun differential, and they won 90 games. Not so much fun this year, as they're 17-25, and their run differential minus 26. We talked to their broadcaster, Aaron Goldsmith, on A's Cast Live.
Yeah, you know, the reason why it worked last year in terms of the run differential and the Mariners still being able to win 90 games, it really was not a great formula, but it can work for a season, which it did for the Mariners, which is you win close games. The Mariners were really very good last year in 1- and 2-run games. But then oftentimes when they lost, maybe once every 10 games, maybe once every 2 weeks, they got boat raced. So you win close ones and you lose big a handful of times a month, and that really skews the run differential, obviously. But for the Mariners this year, the bullpen has not been the rock that it was last year. No matter what was going on with the ball club last season, Scott Servais knew that he had a top-tier bullpen. He had a deep bullpen. He had 3 to 4 guys that he could trust in the ninth inning in a save situation. And because of whether it be injuries or lack of performance or both, that has not been quite the same this year. And it's had a big impact on the ball club for sure.
I don't know if you filled out your book yet, but if you have and you start writing down all the A's numbers and you start looking at the averages and the numbers, is it shocking to you to see just really how low and how bad everything is?
Yeah, I mean, I was hearing what you guys were saying a few minutes ago. Someone has to be last, right? Like, someone has to be the lowest scoring team.
There's only 30.
Somebody's got to be first. Somebody's got to be last. But yeah, it's ugly, man. Like, it's really ugly right now for the A's. It's, I don't know, maybe it's not a surprise given how much turnover there was and how much talent is now gone. But it's a It's a bad-looking lineup, man. I don't have to tell you guys. The Mariners have struggled offensively this month in particular, but even the most cynical Mariners fan, I would hope, would be able to say, hey, there are 3 to 4 guys on a nightly basis that are performing. And then you have a handful of other guys that you're hoping that a track record starts to kick in very soon, because it's not really that early anymore. But for the A's, you don't really have that to lean on for sure.
You know, I'm thinking about the Mariners, and obviously it's like, and I was talking to Mark Langston about this last week, how Angels haven't seen you guys, we haven't seen you guys, so it's been a long time. It's kind of weird that in the same division we've played a ton in the East, ton in the Central, and haven't played the Mariners, because it seemed like every single time we go to Japan, we have you guys. We open every series in Oakland with you guys. It seemed like that for years. So to not see you for a while has been weird. And just preparing for this, knowing that Seattle's lost 7-10, a very tough road trip. You're going to have a quick homestand here, A's, Astros, and then back out on the road for a long road trip, a 9-game trip back on the East Coast. You know, it's still early, but boy, this seems like this is a really important stretch for the rest of the season, if you're going to be in it or not, based off what just happened to you on the road.
First of all, this is not an excuse for the way the Mariners have played, but I do think it's interesting. The Mariners will not play a road game in their time zone until mid-June.
Wow.
Think about that for a second. They will go to, actually, it's later than mid-June. It's at your place, June 21st, will be the first time they play a road game in their time zone. It's been a brutal road schedule for the Mariners. We knew that this month in particular was going to be probably the toughest stretch for the ball club all season long, at least how it looks on paper right now. But it's been one East Coast swing after another. And the trip that they were coming off of, I mean, for perspective, think about it this way. You have 3 at Citi Field against a hot Mets team. You then go north to Toronto against what has been an underperforming lineup, obviously, for the Blue Jays. But we know that is a good team and a team that's built to make the playoffs. And then you have 4 at Fenway Park. And even though the Red Sox were underperforming when the Mariners hit the road and went to New York, they've obviously gotten hot. Maybe the Mariners are certainly a part of that. But the Mariners, they take 2 out of 3 at Citi Field against the Mets. They beat Max Scherzer, by the way. Then you lose 2 out of 3 in Toronto. So you go to Fenway Park and you're 3 up and you're 3 down. And if you can go, if any team can go 500 on that 3-city East Coast swing, I mean, you're excited getting on that plane flying back home. And then the Mariners get swept at Fenway Park in really kind of gut-wrenching fashion. So I would say that even though the Mariners lost a series in Toronto, they went into Boston still with their chins up, saying that, hey, there is a path in front of us to get back home 500 on this road trip. And for a variety of reasons, that did not happen, clearly. And to get walked off in the 10th on a grand slam yesterday, it's kind of like if that happened in Game 2 or even in Game 3, man, it doesn't feel as bad than in the final game of the series and then get swept and then have to get on a bird and fly 6 hours back home and then play, strap it up and play the next day against the A's. It's been a tough grind.
All right, Julio Rodriguez, I see a slash line last 29 games, hitting .321, .368 on base, slug .368. Pretty fantastic. Got his average up to .268. Give us a scouting report, because we haven't seen him yet, and supposedly he is the next all-world guy.
Yeah, I think we're getting to that point right now where we're having to remind ourselves that he's only 21, because he's doing some remarkable things. It was a struggle the first month for Julio, like it would be for any 21-year-old. I mean, he barely has played above high A in the minors. But when you see what he's doing right now, he is – the game's slowing down for him. The strikeouts are coming down. He has massive power. But even in the minor leagues, he hit the ball on the ground a lot. The power is going to be the last thing to come, but he hits the ball hard. He will eventually learn how to hit the ball more consistently in the air. But I'll tell you this much. He's built – I mean, he's 6'4", 235 probably, yoked. And the dude can fly, man. Like, if Elvis Andrus – the book is out on Julio, I'm guessing, at this point. But if Julio hits a lazy two-hopper to Elvis and Elvis just kind of gathers and takes his time before he throws over to first base, like, Julio's going to beat it out. He has plenty of infield singles this year. If you look at the sprint speed metric on Savant, Julio is certainly within the top 10. At times this year, he's been in the top 5. The guy doesn't look like he can run well. He can fly.
He's going to be interesting to watch. To hear the entire interview, you go to athletics.com/AceCast. Coming up next, Ryan Roland-Smith with Jessica Kleinschmidt as we keep you going right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access presented by Chevron.
Jessica Kleinschmidt here as A's Total Access continues. Today I'm joined by former LB pitcher turned Mariners analyst and the co-host of the Top Step podcast, Ryan Roland-Smith. Ryan, thanks for joining me today. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So thanks for being here. I'm really excited. So obviously the A's are getting ready for this Mariners series. It's always a series I somewhat look forward to, but it's an interesting scenario that the Mariners are going on right now. They're a victim of a very hot Trevor Story recently. We won't have to replay what happened, but they did have a sweep against the Red Sox. They're kind of mirroring what the A's are doing right now. So what's going on with the Mariners at this moment?
Yeah, it's funny. The one thing, and you go back to 2001, they got so close. Obviously, they played the A's and then the Angels, and it came down to one game, the first chance for them to get back in the playoffs in 20 years. So there's all this, hype and everything else. And that led into the offseason, and the whole offseason was declared that this is the year. You know what I mean? Like from Jerry DePoto, the front office, to Mitch Haniger. So the expectations were absolutely through the roof. I think when you look at the guys they brought in, first of all, they're in the hunt for these big, free agent acquisitions. And they didn't make a huge splash. They're really relying heavily on young players. So they brought in Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez. So they're the two big bats they brought in via trade. Jesse Winker he's had some unlucky moments, but there just hasn't been that consistency. There hasn't been that same thump in the bat. He's been the on-base percentages through the roof, but there's not the same power production in the middle of the lineup. Suarez has kind of been on and off. He had a big home run yesterday. But when you bring in these guys and you rely so heavily on unproven talent, it's kind of and on top of that, you declare that we're going all in this year. It's kind of the expectations through the roof, and they're going through this rough patch of one night it's the offense, one night it's the pitching. The bullpen has just been in shambles of late. So every little aspect of the team has scuffled when everyone's expecting big things. And I think a lot of it has to do with the youth. I think it's really tough to understand what this team's made of, because there's just so much uncertainty and guys who just aren't proven. So I think when you factor all that in, and then all of a sudden you have one thing one night and one thing the next, man, it's been a tough go. And throwing on top of that the travel, they've gone two East Coast trips, they're about to go back on the East Coast trip after this homestand. Throw all these little factors in on a young line, on a young roster, it's been tough.
Yeah, and you mentioned the travel, and I think we ultimately forget about that. I feel like the Mariners and A's are always the ones kind of adding a lot of, you know, air miles to their repertoire and something that you need to pay attention to. And you mentioned Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez. They were, you know, I'm a big Joey Votto fan, of course, so I did pay attention to the Reds. When they were acquired for the Mariners, that was two of the guys, like you said, they're going all in. For you as a former player, you hear about the pressures and everything like that. There's a lot of youth, and you mentioned that. When you have that mentality, knowing that they have the bobs and the weaves, the eaves and flows, ups and downs, do you sometimes put yourself in their shoes as an analyst saying, you know, it's a long season? Do you think some of the younger guys, it's hard for them to kind of grasp on that?
Yeah. So I look at it, and this is something that, you know, I love talking to former players about, because I can be a little bit more honest, right? So you mentioned a couple of names. First of all, Jesse Winker. I feel like him... First of all, and this goes through any team has this, he comes in via trade. So it's one of these situations where whether you're a big free agent signing or you come in from a trade, the expectations are on you to sort of set the tone. And then all of a sudden he just can't get hits. He's walking, but he wants to hit and he's not doing that. And you can see the body language, the non-verbals are just spewing out of him. Like he feels like he's letting everyone down. And then that trickles into the young players. So all of a sudden, the young players who, you know, some of them may look up to Jesse Winker, or he's been there before, he's been an all-star, or some of these guys like Robbie Ray, who won the Cy Young last year. Robbie Ray all of a sudden is struggling. He's having that one big inning each start. And so the word is lately in spring training, he was all about helping out the young guys. Well, lately he's been a lot more, you know, on his own. Because you just, you know, it's hard when you're in the midst of it. Then all of a sudden, and like I said, I talk to players about this all the time. You get on the plane ride, you got a 5-hour plane across the country like they had yesterday. And there's just a different vibe. Now, what happens next is two things. Number one, you either have those guys like Jesse Winker or some of the veteran players who can sort of look you in the eye. Batting practices happen at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And they can say some good little sentences that you will never forget. Or you have, and I've been on this team too, man. I've been on some rough Mariner teams.
Yeah.
You have those dudes like, oh, this sucks. It was way better on the team I was just with. Or this hitting coach doesn't know what he's talking about. Or I can't believe they brought whatever little cancerous comments you want to make. And it just spreads like wildfires through young players. That's what happens. So you definitely feel it. And these are some of the things that you cannot look up on Baseball Savant when you're looking at a team and a team chemistry. It's amazing. And you look at the teams that get to the playoffs, that get to the postseason, they have just something where the group of guys can just gel and have those little couple sentences on a plane ride or a batting practice, which make all the difference.
For Ryan Roland-Smith, this is Jessica Kleinschmidt. Vince Catronio is up next as A's Total Access rolls on.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mark your calendars. Fireworks are returning to the Coliseum on Friday, June 3rd, after the A's host the Boston Red Sox.
And that swung on it high in the air down the left field line, deep in the corner. A Rosarena right down the line, fair or foul, gone!
After the game, fans will have the chance to head out onto the field to enjoy a post-game fireworks show presented by UBO Business Services. Don't miss your chance to see Game 1 of the A's-Red Sox series and the best fireworks display in the Bay. Tickets are available at athletics.com.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
This is A's Total Access.
Well, we've got good skies in Seattle as the A's have headed to the Pacific Northwest, and they get ready for game one of their series with the Mariners. And Marcus Jensen, who's been with the A's coaching staff for a long time and runs the bullpen, is joining us. And Marcus, you've been in this game a long time as a big league catcher, and you've been with this organization for a number of years, in the last eight in the big leagues. But what has happened this year with this collection of arms to where they were in spring training, from hello, my name is, to who they are now? How fun of a story has that been for you watching that develop?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, guys get an opportunity, whether it's second looks, whether it's first time, you know, earning opportunities, earning roles, leverage situations. You know, Kotz kind of made it clear from the get-go that there was no defined role, and you would earn your role as you went along based on performance. And so, you know, it's a great group of guys who are just looking for an opportunity to prove themselves.
Has there been one overriding thing that you've noticed as they've kind of come together, learned each other, and kind of rooted for each other, given certain situations, that has allowed them to have the kind of success they've had so far?
Just understanding pitching at this level and what it takes to succeed based on their strengths, understanding you know, the growth process when it comes to scouting reports and understanding hittings, but the hitters. But not making it overly complicated. You know, obviously filling up the strike zone when you throw strikes, things work in your favor and to your advantage. And when you're constantly behind the count or walking guys, then, you know, we've learned that those things, you know, runners score and you create more scoring opportunities. So minimizing, you know, the outs is a big key, and just, you know, growing and learning as you go, become a big league pitcher.
Marcus, how big of a leap is it for the pitcher to trust that the stuff that got them to this opportunity is the stuff that could still get big league hitters out, guys that they've certainly seen probably from afar, maybe have been paying attention to them from other places?
Well, I think all of them certainly have come in with a confidence that they can get guys out based on what they're doing now. It's just a matter of making adjustments to have continued success and long-lasting success in the big leagues. What we've had so far is a small sample size, and, you know, I don't necessarily think that anything will change, you know, but you have to keep growing and learning as you go, and willing to make small, subtle adjustments as the league adjusts to you as well.
As the season was getting underway, Marcus, I think everybody felt like, well, if there's one defined role in the A's bullpen, it's Lou Trevino at the end of the games. He has certainly done that successfully in the past. He struggled again this year, and lo and behold, here comes Danny Jimenez, who had about a day and a half at the big leagues before, and you thrust him into the most challenging of situations to get that 27th out. He doesn't say boo. You hardly ever get a chance to talk to him, but he gets out there and he competes. What has impressed you about watching him go about his business?
He's very calm, cool, collective. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of dialogue because his English is limited and my Spanish is limited at the same time, but just his demeanor and how he carries himself and, you know, as the game evolves and gets into the latter halves and creates a leverage and a possible closing situation, he doesn't seem to blink an eye in terms of the situation doesn't seem to be too big for him at the time. And, you know, so fortunately I have a translator through one of our bullpen catchers where we can relate the scouting reports, and, you know, he's open to listening to that, and then he's got a good rapport with Murphy as well as other, you know, guys in the bullpen, so that certainly helps.
You know the rigors of being behind the plate, and you touched on the name Murphy, Sean Murphy, who wins the Gold Glove representing the A's in 2021. How special a player is Murphy? What are the things that we don't see that he does so well, handling the staff or coming up with game plans, working on scouting reports, that allows him to get out there and get the job done?
Well, as you know, he's still a relatively young catcher, and he's done a lot within the, you know, short time of being a big league catcher. But his constant involvement, the Gold Glove is kind of the pinnacle of what you look to accomplish as a defensive catcher. But, you know, he's still looking to grow, mature in this game. So he's constantly pushing himself, his preparation, becoming a leader back there, taking more on, more responsibility in terms of the scouting reports, and just continuing to keep growing and pushing himself as opposed to allowing the Gold Glove to kind of define him and resting on that. He still understands that there's more to his job and the responsibility and the demands.
Marcus, your first year in the bullpen was 2018, and that was the rookie year for Lou Trevino. Mm-hmm. And he was so dynamic. He had that great cut fastball. And it seems like that's a holy grail for him, trying to find that pitch again. Where do you see Lou right now? He's had some moments where he looks like the old Lou, but then he's changed his style and trying to make that work while he still says, I want to find the cutter that I had 2 years ago.
Even seeing he's the long-tenured guy in our bullpen, but he's still growing too and learning, you know, he's had success, but there's been, you know, valleys and pitfalls along the way, and there's been a growth process for him and trying to find that level of consistency. With Lou, he's searching for something. So in that, while he's searching for something, there could be some growth process to that. But, you know, we all recognize that he's got great stuff. We've seen the success that he's had in the past in terms of dominant performances. And so we know it's there. It's just a matter of, you know, him filling up the zone, being confident in his pitches, executing his pitches, you know, in leverage situations. And, you know, things will work out for him.
Marcus, people on the outside are trying to find a nickname for the bullpen that has no name, with a bunch of no names that are doing so well. What comes to mind about watching these guys just become a collective unit working together?
They're all just trying to prove themselves, you know, trying to become big leaguers and establish themselves as long-term major league pitchers. And so within a small window and sample size, they performed well, and they're just looking to continue to grow and learn the game and take on, as you know, the information that helps them with that. You know, I keep referring to that one word, the growth process, but that's what it is, especially for a lot of these young guys who are looking to sustain themselves at the major league levels and continue to perform well.
Always appreciate the insight. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you.
Marcus Jensen joining us. Tony, back to you as we continue with more of A's Total Access after this.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Hot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk.
Oakland, and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnyk giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24-7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron.
Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. We got the Rockies and the Pirates 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth, bottom of the seventh. Cubbies lead the Reds 7-3. Bottom of the seventh, Aaron Judge has gone yard twice. Doesn't matter. Orioles are up 5-4 on the Bombers. Dodgers shutting out the Nationals 10-0 in the seventh, middle of the fifth. Phillies 7-0 over the Braves, bottom of the fifth. It's the Twins leading the Tigers 4-2. Bottom of the sixth, 1-1 between the Jays and the Cardinals. And top of the fourth, it's the Guardians leading the Astros 2-0. Time now for the injury report, brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Let's hear from the skipper, Mark Kotze. How is Ramon Laureano doing?
So Ramon's better. He's making progress. I'd still say, you know, at this point, he's a day-to-day, you know, decision. If needed. Yeah, we're gonna you know, make sure that this thing doesn't become more of an issue.
And then, how is Frankie's hand?
Frankie threw his pain today. Everything's a go. Felt great. So happy about that.
Definitely happy about that. Coming up next, we got our man Paul Himbikides from ESPN, the morning show Get Up that you see on television every day. We'll talk to him next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
This is A's Total Access.
We love having Paul Himbikides on from ESPN. He does a ton of research, obviously a TV personality also for the show Get Up. And as we all know, the A's offense isn't very good.
The A's lineup is not very good. I have to remember that I'm here talking in the flagship station. But there was a legendary manager, I forget who it was that said it, but it was something to the effect of my team could take BP in a ballroom and not break anything. that's the yearbook photo right now for the 2020 Oakland A's, as far as I'm concerned. The numbers are obviously staggering. You guys know them as well as I do.
Yeah.
But the 586 OPS through Sunday is the worst figure at the quarter mark of any team since the 1972 Rangers. That team, in addition to having a number of players whom I've never heard of, went 54 and 100. And if you want to think about it, like, in just in terms of the collective batting line, right now the A's weighted runs created plus. That's on a, you know, a scale in which 100 is average. That's 77. It's 23% below average. A staggering figure when you consider a team, just for example, like the 03 Red Sox, loaded, right? Like Hall of Fame hitters up and down it. They were 20% above the league average. So your lineup is, like, that's sort of the disparity there. Like, that's right now, at least, that's how bad this team is hitting. And if I have to say, just sort of looking from the outside, the one player who I thought would really hit this year that hasn't so far is Sean Murphy. This is a guy who I've had in my fantasy team the last couple of years, and is a player that I've really gotten on board with in addition to Ramon Laureano. I just see, like, the slugging declining in every single season. I'm not seeing the same bats ball that we saw early in his career. And this is a player whom I thought, coming into the season, had a chance to emerge as a top 10 player at the position. Look, you're not going to fix the lineup with a single guy getting hot. But that's one player in particular that I would say I was expecting a lot more from this season.
And if you think all of what you said is bad, I got to keep score for every game.
I heard it suggested that the A's, you guys should actually rename yourself Murderer's Row, because teams that watch the A's this year want to inflict harm on themselves. Look, I think it will turn around. I really do. Because there are enough potential. There's enough potential in that lineup with guys whom I do believe in. What you wonder, though, is if guys get hot and they decide, you know, to ship them away and continue to buffer the minor league system. You guys are just sort of in for it. I sort of feel for you. This is the sort of stage in which that teams that operate, you know, in sort of your financial world have to go through. The Orioles are dealing with it as well. It's one of those things that's just tough for the fan base to try to reconcile day after day. And look, you guys are living it.
Yeah, well, if I had to bet on anybody getting hot and being traded, good luck on that one. you want to bring up Manny Machado, 10 hits in his last 19 ABs, hitting .526. He's leading everybody in average on base. He's tops in the National League in slugs, so his OPS fantastic. I don't know how many people are paying attention. Obviously, you are. I mean, Manny Machado, is this the year he finally gets the MVP?
He might. So right now, that slash is .374, .446, .619. What I'm going to do for you is read a comprehensive list of third basemen to ever lead their league in average, on base, and slugging in a single season, which Manny Machado is on pace to do. The entirety of that list is Miguel Cabrera in 2013, the year after his Triple Crown season in which he won back-to-back MVPs, and George Brett in 1980. That's the list. It's never happened once in the history of the National League, and he's doing it without Fernando Tatis Jr. Look, I'll be honest. This is a player I was wrong about. When the Padres signed him, I didn't think it would be a sunk cost, but I thought they were paying a premium talent, like sort of a premium dollar on a player that was not a premium talent. But he's demonstrating that he absolutely has it all in his bag right now, because he plays plus defense. He hasn't turned 30 yet. 48 WAR, 250 homers, nearly 1,500 hits. Dude, this guy's a freaking Hall of Famer. Like, this guy's going to be – like, if he's able to just stay healthy, which he does better than anyone else in the sport, he's going to freaking get there someday. And if you look at just in totality, the value he's produced since he joined that club, Fangraphs has a metric that they call dollars, which just sort of estimates what a player's would be worth on the open market given the value they produced. He's been worth about $100 million in 410 games, all right? This is an example of a mega contract paying off in a big way. We know sometimes you lose the sort of the back end there. But right now, this guy is in the smack dab middle of his prime, and it would not surprise me at all if he stayed hot enough to win the MVP this year, especially when Tatis gets back in that lineup.
Interesting conversation going on in baseball, because Juan Soto has, what, 3 years left? You don't have to pay him now, but if you want him long term, you're going to have to pay him. But we'll even take the deal. He's a Boris guy. Boris is going to want to get this guy to free agency to get the biggest contract that we've ever seen in baseball history. The Nationals are up for sale. We don't know what the new owners want. The new owners may say, hey, listen, trade him now. We don't want to deal with the headache. Or they might say, sign him because we don't want to lose him. Will this be one of the most interesting free agents, not only because as a player, but all the business stuff going around him at the same time in our nation's capital?
Fascinating. I think this is a fascinating thought experiment on a couple fronts. Parenthetically, given his age, Juan Soto's 23, and given his skill set as a prodigious hitter, as literally the Ted Williams of his generation. It is my opinion that if Juan Soto were traded this summer, he would be the best player, or at least the most valuable player, most valuable asset traded since Babe Ruth in 1920. That might sound crazy, right? Frank Robinson was traded. Miguel Cabrera was traded. Any number of great players were traded. But you don't see guys this talented traded this young ever. I think you have to go back that far to find that context. And frankly, thus, there is absolutely no precedent for trading for a player as good as and as young as Juan Soto. So that's sort of one side of things. The other side of things is that if I'm interested in buying a baseball team, in this case the Washington Nationals, and I know with a high degree of certainty that Juan Soto does not want to stay, you know what I'm not doing? Buying the baseball team. Look, if I have that much money, if I got that much money, I want to watch Juan Soto wear my laundry and hit for my team for the next 15 years. That's what I want. And I'm willing to give him $500 million in order to do it. But I'm not that interested in owning the Washington Nationals if Juan Soto is not playing right field for me and is not batting, you know, in the top third of my lineup. I'm just not. It reminds me a lot of when Derek Jeter was looking to be a part of the ownership group to buy the Marlins. We know, like, would you trade Giancarlo Stanton was a massive question mark on the front end of it. And I think soured in a lot of minds his sort of start to his ownership tenure there. And I'm not sure he ever quite got over it, even though I think the deal has been proven to be good because they shed that salary. I don't think it's that bad.
Paul Himbikides, fantastic on ESPN. Love having him on A's Cast Live. Go to athletics.com/A's Cast to hear the entire interview. Up next, it's the skipper and the voice of your Oakland Athletics right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
A Honda is more than just a vehicle. It's a gateway to spring adventure. Start your adventures with Honda, the brand owners are calling the most fun to drive. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 2.9% APR on a 2022 Honda Accord, Civic, or HR-V. New vehicles are arriving daily at a local Honda dealer.
Start your spring adventure today at your Northern California Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Hey, Ace fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get 4 tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. 4 tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is A's Total Access.
It's a beautiful Monday night. The A's and the Mariners getting together for the first time this year. The roof is open. That makes Mark Kotze very happy because this is a special ballpark.
as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, it actually is. It's one of my more favorite ballparks. Growing up as a kid, we'd always have wiffle ball games out in the front yard. The rain would come in, we'd have to stop playing. And I always thought to myself, well, why can't we just have a tarp that goes from the top of the house to the tree out in the outfield and we could keep playing? And it's very similar to what this does. It just kind of comes over and covers us, and then it retreats and we've got sunshine.
So maybe as a kid you actually invented the retractable roof.
I definitely think I already did. I should have had a patent on it, but unfortunately didn't have that foresight for it.
You know, if we look back, I know you'd rather not look back at the season series between the A's and the Mariners last year because they really dominated the Athletics. What stands out to you? To me, I think it was the work of their bullpen against you guys.
Yeah, their bullpen did a great job. As you talk about, Ken, I've already let that go. I don't remember much about last season and how we were against the Mariners. I do know that they have some new players on their club, and their bullpen probably just as good as it was last year. So, you know, our goal is to obviously beat the starters and not have to go against their back end of that bullpen.
And what about facing Marco Gonzalez tonight? The A's have seen him a ton. He has that cutter. Actually, he's been tougher on right-hander hitters this year than lefties, although against lefties, kind of a small sample size.
Yeah, a little small sample size. I think 32 or 36 at-bats against lefties. So, and normally when you put those lefties in against a left-handed pitcher, they're your top all-star type left-handed hitters. But Marco's done a great job. You know, we've got to plan our attack tonight to push him out away from our right-handed hitters, get the ball, you know, on the outside part of the plate. When he's effective, he's pounding the cutter in and dropping that changeup down below. So, you know, we got a good approach tonight, and hopefully we can execute it.
Did you see many cutters when you were playing?
I did, and it was one that's in the Hall of Fame. His name's Mariano Rivera. So, you know, that was one of the best cutters. I probably never got a hit, I don't think. Against him, but it's a challenging pitch. It comes in and you got to get the barrel out. So it's a catch 22 in what we're trying to do. We're going to try to stay inside the cutter and hit it to right tonight, which is difficult. You got to get your hands forward. It's all technical. We're talking technical right now, but
great stuff.
We've got a game plan, and again, it comes down to, you know, our ability to execute and get the right pitches.
Yeah, he could just run it right in on the left-hand hitters, bore it right in there. What did you think of Cole Irvin yesterday?
I thought Cole did a great job against the tough lineup. You know, you're going against the first three hitters of the Angel lineup are three MVPs, and I thought he managed that lineup very well, gave us six innings, which really we benefited from, you know, the bullpen benefited from, based on Frankie's injury the day before and how many innings we had to cover down there. So it was a great job.
Zach Logue goes for the A's today. Mark, are there comparisons between Zach Logue and Cole Irvin, or I guess maybe to rephrase it, what are the differences?
Well, I think, you know, the two have different types of fastballs. Cole's more four-seam with a two-seam fastball. Zach's got his cutter with his four-seamer. They both have good changeups. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think there's some similarity in how they pitch.
All right, that's Mark Kotze, Townie, and we'll send things back down to you.
Our first look at the Seattle Mariners. I'm actually surprised. I'm looking forward to it. You know, all those years it seemed like we played the Mariners how many times a year? Like 40? Hadn't seen them all season. Game one of the three-game set between the A's and the Mariners from T-Mobile Park next. And I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Hustle up. We've got eight more floors to go before lunch.
Sirucha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step one, shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step two, level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services.
specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Mark your calendars. Fireworks are returning to the Coliseum on Friday, June 3rd, after the A's host the Boston Red Sox.
And that swung on it high in the air down the left field line, deep in the corner. A Rosarena right down the line, fair or foul, gone!
After the game, fans will have the chance to head out onto the field to enjoy a post-game fireworks show presented by UBO Business Services. Don't miss your chance to see Game 1 of the A's-Red Sox series and the best fireworks display in the Bay. Tickets are available at athletics.com.